This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده وصلى الله وسلم على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My beloved brothers and sisters, character and conduct is something that Allah Almighty has enshrined and shown us an example in the beautiful Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may peace be upon him. In fact, when Aisha radiallahu anha was asked about the character of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, she said, "Kana khuluquhu al-Qur'an." His character was an embodiment of the Qur'an. Similarly, when the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, spoke himself, he says, "Khiyarukum ahasinukum akhlaqan." The best from amongst you are those with best character. Similarly, he said, the best from amongst you are those who are best to their wives or their family members. There is no contradiction in all of this, because if you are best to your family members, then you can be best in your character or vice versa. So, remember, there are so many narrations that have given so much of importance to character and conduct. The way you speak to people, the way you come across, the way you think about them, the way you address problems and matters, the way you guide your children, the way you guide others who need guidance, how you think about the actions of others, the type of feeling you have towards others, and so much more makes up part of your character and conduct. So, unfortunately, as educated as we are becoming with the world today, we are failing in morals, values, character, and conduct. And if you look at religion, Islam has come about with teaching you to worship your Maker alone. That is the primary teaching of Islam. Worship the one who made you alone. You render acts of worship to him alone. Then what Allah Almighty wants you to do, once you have fulfilled the rights of his, of the Maker, you fulfill what is known as huquq al-ibad, the rights of the creatures, the worshippers. The creatures of Allah, the worshippers of Allah, they all have a right. So much so that there is a reward to take care of animals and birds and plants and the ecosystem and the rivers and the water in the seas and oceans and whatnot. Subhanallah. So much reward in this that one would think, is this part of worshipping Allah? Well, Allah says, I created it, I placed you on earth. You need to build, you need to bring up, you should not be destructive and you should not destroy. So Allah wants you to build. Ta'mir, ta'mir means to build. Allah does not want you to destroy. In order to build, obviously we need to get on with one another. Allah has created us in a way that we are interdependent, we need one another. Allah has created us in a way that we need one another for survival. But all that is given by Allah. So if I were to ask someone to, for example, to do something for me, or when I'm little, my mother or father takes care of me, all of that was the Allah giving them the strength to do it for us. As you grow older, if you are nasty to people and you're not good in your character, you would make the world a place that is not worth living in, because no one cares for anyone, no one's bothered about the poor, no one really looks towards those in need, no one even says a good word to you. And what's the whole purpose of living in that type of a society, community, or even on earth, if that was the case? So in order to make things meaningful, Allah asks you to go out of your way to protect your tongue from hurtful, abusive words, to think and to utter that which is the best. وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي, tell my slaves, tell my worshippers, يَقُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ, that they say that which is the best. They make utterances only of that which is the best. أحسن means the best. Before you say something, think about how you can say it. and look at the options you have and choose the best possible option. That is when you're a true believer. Today we have scholars as well, and educated people, people whom sometimes we look up to. They make a mistake when they correct in a very hard and harsh way, such that they belittle others. When you belittle someone, you're not going to really get a correction out of them. Number one is, it could be a weakness of pride and arrogance that we need to deal with. And secondly is, what was your intention? Did you want to solve the problem? Did you want to help the person? Do you even care for them? If you do, then alhamdulillah, it's part of your good nature and good character and conduct. But if not, these abusive terms that we hurl at others, it's not fair. We need help ourselves, and we think that others are the only ones who need the help. This is why always look within yourself and ask yourself, where do I need correction? What do I need to do to rectify myself? Many people are failing in this regard. If Islam has given so much of importance to character and conduct, that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, says, I will be in paradise with those with great character and conduct, according to one narration, that particular case, you need to know, it is something very, very major in Islam. Take a look at the embodiment of this beautiful Quran as per the hadith that I mentioned at the beginning. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, addressed his enemies respectfully. He disagreed very strongly with some of the things that were happening, but very respectfully. He cheered his people in what they were doing that was right, but in a beautiful manner. He participated in the happy moments of some of the people, but in a beautiful manner. And he also gave people a word of condolence and sympathy in accordance with what Allah has permitted, in a beautiful manner. He never shunned people. He never belittled them or abused them. He was the best in terms of character and conduct. And remember, our morals and values are those which Allah has ordained and taught. No matter what happens, they will remain upon that particular level. Every time, look back at what Allah wants and what the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught, and look at where you are standing. Try to mirror it with these teachings, and then you make corrections. Myself included, as time passes, we live in a very, very modern era where things have changed and there is so much of technology advancement in it and so on. Sometimes we need a good reminder. And this reminder, we need to go back to the message and look at how far or close we are from it and what we can do to improve ourselves. And in this particular way, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will be able to not just help ourselves, but community and society. And we make it a meaningful place. Imagine, Allah gives a reward to solve problems with your family members. Allah gives you a reward to solve problems with your community members. Allah gives you a reward to solve problems with others, disputes between believers. Allah gives you a great reward to help bring people together, because it's not easy. If it was easy, it would not have been mentioned, and there wouldn't have been no reward or very little reward. But the reward is so big that the Quran talks about sulh and solving matters. In Surah Al-Hujurat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs us to bring those who are warring and fighting together and let them make amends and let them come towards each other. Surah Al-Hujurat is one surah that if we were to look at it carefully, we would be able to develop our character and conduct by the embodiment of that particular surah to begin with, where Allah tells us, don't call each other bad names, nicknames, don't accuse each other, don't backbite about one another, and so on. Don't make a mockery of one another. This is what Allah Almighty is saying in Surah Al-Hujurat. So much so that at the beginning of that surah, Allah tells us not to raise our voices above the voice of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And although the instruction was to the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, However, the lesson is for all of us. The Quran in another place says, "Inna ankara al-aswati la sawtul hamir." The worst of sounds is the sound of a braying donkey. And why Allah says that in Surah Luqman is because He speaks about not raising your voice so loudly. Don't scream and yell. Many people have a bad habit, screaming, yelling, whether it's at your children or whether it's at other adults or just at those who work with you, for you, or anyone else. Do not scream and yell at them. Treat them respectfully. Allah says it shouldn't be too loud and it shouldn't be too soft. Be moderate in the way you speak to people and you will find a beautiful impact. You are disciplined. You have great character, great conduct. When someone sees you, talks to you, they should immediately know this person is of great character and conduct. They have developed because they have tried to embody what was taught in the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. So here we go, my brothers and sisters. Developing ourselves is something we need to take upon ourselves. Be in the right company. Ensure that you have people around you whom you would like to be like. Ensure that you interact with people. Even if you're just watching videos or no matter what it may be in terms of what you're doing online, make sure it's with the right type of people. Make sure it's with those whom you would like to be like and those whom you would like to be resurrected with. May Allah Almighty grant us all goodness. My brothers and sisters, again, every time we talk about character and conduct, you have a band of people who will say, "Ah, not again. We don't need to hear this or again." But that is shaitan making you not want to listen or making you think, "This is not about me. I am better. I don't need this." We all need it. That's why it's in the Quran. That's why it's in the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Let's make this world a better place by being better people ourselves. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah will not change the condition of a people unless and until they change themselves. May Allah bless you all. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَصَلَى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ عَلَى نَبِيْنَا مُحَمَّدٍ.
لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ.